Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Hard Hits. I'm your host, Derek Felix, D-Flex in the house, for a special live edition of Hard Hits over the next half an hour, 40 minutes. We're going to be live. The phone number is 424-675-8226. You're listening to Hard Hits Live. And tonight, we're going to debate a topic, a top topic that's been discussed in the chat room by a couple of obsessed fans. Yes, there are some obsessed people when it comes to Henrik Lundqvist. Henrik Lundqvist is a star goalie, of course, for the New York Rangers. Former Vezina winner. A guy that's certainly been the biggest part of the Rangers' emergence back into being a playoff contender. Largely responsible for three appearances in the conference finals over the last 4 years. Largely responsible, of course, also for their only Stanley Cup final appearance since 1994, an excruciating five-game series loss to the Kings, where three games needed sudden death, all in Hollywood, in Tinseltown, and the Kings won all three of those games, including closer Alec Martinez, who broke Rangers fans' hearts. Was out at the bar when that happened. So over the next half an hour, I'm actually going to discuss this silly topic with a couple of people who want to discuss it. Of course, one would be a Devils fan who might be unretiring tonight. We're still going to wait. We're going to have to wait and see if he unretires. That would be Rob Craze Davis, topic that he will discuss, and because he's a Devils fan, and he follows, of course, Martin Brodeur, one of the all-time great goalies. And the other would be the person who's on the line right now, a person obsessed with stats and statiology, and certainly a fearless leader among men, and fearless leader of turncoatism, and a Benedict himself. And for some reason, he does not like Henrik Lundqvist, but that's okay. We'll bring him in anyway. A guy who loves hockey as much as I do. The one and only John JPG Jr. has joined us for this very special program. Good evening.
Good evening, Derek. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you doing? That's what I want to know.
I'm good. You know what? Let's cut through the bullshit. Let's get down to the issues.
All right. Let's get down to the issue.
All right. What do you want to talk about?
Well, the first question is an obvious one. Why are you obsessed with Henrik Lundqvist?
Why am I obsessed with Henrik Lundqvist? As you know, I have a theory. I call it the theory of Derek Felix. Are you interested in what this theory is about?
No, otherwise I wouldn't be doing this. Of course, get to it, all right?
Okay.
Get to it.
The theory is simple. My theory is that Derek Felix decides who he likes and who he doesn't like, and after he's decided, he never changes his mind.
Oh.
I think.
So, okay, keep going. I'll let you know.
Okay. I think that for whatever reason, Derek Felix decided a long time ago that he likes Henrik Lundqvist. And it's fine. I mean, we all like the athletes that play for our teams and stuff like that. And so I think Derek decided that he likes Lundqvist, and now he refuses to reevaluate Lundqvist in light of the fact that the guy's never won anything. And that's my issue.
Okay. Henrik Lundqvist, correct me if I'm wrong, is a goalie that has helped the Rangers more than hurt them. Would you agree?
I agree with that.
Is it his fault, per se, that his team is not a great team? And has it been since they've been around with him?
All right, let me turn that question around on you. Is it Kevin Love's fault that the Timberwolves had bad players when he was on the Timberwolves?
Wait, are we going to compare Kevin Love to Henrik Lundqvist? Are we doing that?
Well, they've won an equal amount of championships. And they've been to an equal amount of finals.
Wait a second. That's not true. Wait a second. Kevin Love made the playoffs last year.
He went to the finals.
Unfortunately, he didn't participate in the final or in the last series.
But he was on the team.
He really didn't have that much impact, did he?
He did not. But my point is that with you, you don't ever give anybody else the benefit of the doubt when it comes to their team, when it comes to outside circumstances, when it comes to anything. You made up your mind about Kevin Love years ago that he's soft and nothing in the world could possibly change. And so you've made up your mind similarly about Lundqvist in a positive way, and nothing can ever change that. Even though if you were being consistent and you were being fair, either you would say Kevin Love shouldn't be blamed for his bad teammates, or you would say that Lundqvist should be blamed for his bad teammates. Instead, you have both positions at the same time.
You are really weird. That's the only thing I'm going to say. That's the only thing I can say to this.
And this is my theory of Derek Felix.
All right. Henrik Lundqvist has carried numerous Rangers teams to the playoffs.
He has.
Did Kevin Love ever do that with the Wolves? Did he ever do it?
If the Wolves had been in the Eastern Conference his last year, they would have made the playoffs.
Okay. And why would we compare basketball to hockey?
All right. Well, so we'll drop the Kevin Love.
Big question.
I'll drop the Kevin Love. LeBron James carried a terrible Cleveland Cavaliers team to the finals against the San Antonio Spurs. Do you give him credit for that, or do you rip him for not winning?
Do I give him credit?
Yeah, when you discuss, do you give him credit? Then why does that count as a loss for him in the finals?
It counts as a loss. Fortunately, that's just how it is, you know. It counts as a loss,
even though he carried a team that had no business being in the finals.
Well, that's true. Are they the best team in the Eastern Conference, though? That's the thing.
I don't think they were. I think Detroit was the best team.
Oh, well, if you're going back to them, then I would agree with that.
And I guess that's the issue, is that it's just not consistent. I feel like you're not consistent. I feel like players that you like are held to one standard, and players that you don't are held to another standard.
And what standard would that be?
the standard of lenience for the players that you like and a standard of absolutely no lenience at all for ones you don't.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but when he carried that Cleveland team, was I not a LeBron supporter at that moment?
I don't know if you were at the time or not, but you definitely hold it against him. You definitely hold it against him now, saying that he's 2-3 in the finals or whatever it is that you say, 2-4.
Well, that's his record. It's 2-4, but he is NBA and NHL are very different leagues.
I don't agree. I think that if you're gonna say that he's 1-4 and that's how he deserves to be judged, and you're certainly welcome to saying that, but I think if you're gonna do that, then you know you should have to accept that people like Wassel are gonna say the same about Lundqvist. Lundqvist's record in the Stanley Cup Finals is 0-1, and he's an old guy at this point. I mean, in truth, I'm not in favor of judging players the way that you do, but if you're going to, then, you know, you're going to have to accept that people are going to judge Lundqvist badly.
Oh, shoot. I cry. All right. How many times would you say he's choked? You think, besides, you want to count last year? Where he gave up the goal in the third period? Do you want to count that as a choke?
I have no idea. I honestly, I don't know anything about hockey, so I can't really say when he choked.
You can't? Did you not watch highlights? Did you not follow what happened in the Game 7?
It seemed like he choked in the playoffs last year against Tampa Bay. That's true.
Okay. All right. So
didn't he choke against the Devils, too? Like, they were favored in that series, but they lost?
He should have performed better on that series. We'd agree there.
Yeah.
And I mean, it is what it is.
I don't know. To me personally, I would just enjoy the good times, enjoy the wins, whether they're in the regular season or the playoffs or whatever, and enjoy the fact that you get to the playoffs in the first place. And I think you'd be a happier sports fan if you embraced that philosophy instead of being all about,
they've got,
oh, A-Rod chokes in the playoffs.
And they've got this window, right?
Yes. Yeah.
It's closing. It might close this year. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what's going to happen.
I mean, I'll tell you what's going to happen. They're probably not going to win because most teams don't win. Only one team wins each year. And, I mean, you just have to be ready for that.
I know.
My teams lose a lot, Derek, so this is nothing new for me.
Okay. All right.
So just enjoy the regular season wins. And if he makes it happen in the playoffs, then great. And if not, then you know what? The regular season wins and all the fun that you had watching him, it still counts. But that's also true with A-Rod. That's also true with all pro athletes.
All right. Well, I mean, when I look at, like, Lundqvist, when I look at the teams that they've had, I mean, they've had some very good teams. I wouldn't say that their teams are great, but they've had a lot of success. You know, they had the best record of the regular season last year.
It just doesn't get the
President's Trophy. Yeah, it doesn't guarantee anything anymore. And Tampa Bay was a tough matchup because they had the better scorers in the series. They had the best defenseman in the series too, and their goalie played just as well as Henrik did. And Herrick had some tough nights. The Rangers defensively had some tough games, too. It was a very weird series. It was a very weird series. You know, it was one of the oddest series that I've seen, you know, where, you know, it's you know, where they played high score games, and then in the lower score games, they got shut down completely. So, at home, on home ice, which is pretty inexplicable. So, if you get shut out, right? You got shut out in game 5, game I went to, where it was like a funeral. In game 7, they got shut out again. The goalie has to be perfect. Puts a lot of pressure on the goalie. And they just did not play well enough in either of those games. So, and they went home. And that's after they won game 6 in Tampa in a high scoring game. So, it does. You know, it is what it is. You know, it's not, you guys like to stir the pot when it comes to your favorite name. What do you call it again? Bjorn? Middle name?
Which is also something that you started, by the way, with the Jason Christopher crap.
I did start it.
I mean, I guess what I just don't, you're the most relentlessly negative sports fan, and I just think that
I am.
You.
Not my father. Me.
Well, I don't talk to your dad all the time, so he may be more negative than you. But
wait a second. I didn't turn against the whole town team like somebody on the show.
You know what? I don't like Nero's. I never did, and I never will.
You didn't embrace it. You didn't embrace the opportunity.
No, I look at it the opposite of an opportunity. They would have been better off without him.
So doesn't that mean you're pretty negative?
About something, sure. with Nero's, though, it's personal, you know? Like, I don't like the guy.
Did you beat him?
Chicago is a very bad city, and people like him are a big part of the reason why.
So you bet Nero's, right?
I watch his brother on national TV refuse to dress like a grown up.
Who's his brother?
I forget what his name is, but he used to be at all the games. Now that the knee is universally disliked, not so much anymore.
Is his brother older or younger?
Older.
I feel like
you don't know. Yeah, you don't know very much. Oh, maybe Reggie Rose or something. I forget. But you don't know a whole lot about this entire thing, Derek. I think if you did, you'd probably agree with me.
Well, give me some background on it, and I'll tell you what.
Well, as you know, Nero's went to high school in Chicago, and then decided to play college basketball for John Calipari in Missouri. Which shows you how much he loves the hometown, of course.
Memphis.
Memphis, whatever. So
that's where this started. Because
of course
you wanted him to play in Illinois, right? Everybody did.
Well, if he was so loyal to the city, he would have played at home.
Oh, wait a second. Can you stop right there, though? Okay. So, when a player from, say, I don't know, Chicago or New York City decides to go play for Duke, how loyal are they?
I'm not saying that, Derek. What I'm saying is that marketed himself as being so loyal
to players,
the city.
So many players just they want to get away from home. They want to go to the big campus. They want to play on ESPN, and they want all of that fanfare. That's what they want.
He has marketed himself as this wholesome hometown guy, this good guy, this loyal guy, and none of it's true. It's all complete bullshit. And that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
He's a fraud. He's a fraud. He's not humble. He has this huge shoe deal. He always has. You know,
well, wait a second.
It's just the hypocrisy of it.
How many players have shoe
deals? Oh, all of them do, but the rest of them don't act high and mighty like him. He's so humble. What the hell does that even mean?
I don't know. This is
no,
very
the guy's a punk. Guy's a punk. Just a straight up punk.
That's it. So.
Yeah, that's it. You wanted the truth? That's the truth. We got to the bottom of it. You happy? Now you understand.
I still don't understand.
Yeah,
I'm very confused.
I do root
right
against
now.
Him. What? Why are you confused?
Well, I mean, let's see here. He did. Well. We're number 25 for Benji Wilson. I'm sure you don't remember who Benji Wilson was, right? Part of him.
Oh, he's pretending to care about Chicago again?
Wait a second. Pretending? That's a pretty damn good thing to do. Whether he pretend or not, I mean.
Okay, maybe it is a good thing to do. It definitely is pretend.
It is.
But maybe it's a good thing to do.
It was a good thing to do. It's interesting here. Reading about his high school background with the Symbion Wolverines. He did pretty well, actually. Did very well.
Well, he was the number one overall pick, so I'm sure he was a good high school player. But go on.
Rose did not play his freshman year. This is, I think there's a big difference between being raised in very bad neighborhoods and wanting to just get out of there, play basketball, make a name for yourself, than growing up in Europe and Sweden, which I don't really know too much about, neither do you, playing pro league. At the same age, basically, get drafted in the seventh round, not first round, get drafted seventh round, which is pretty late. And then at 22, 23, decide who signs, comes to sacrifices and goes to North America, comes to the biggest city in the world, and goes for an unknown, although the people like me knew about him, I'm talking about Lundqvist, and becomes a star. It's different, you know. Whereas whether it's LeBron James or Derrick Rose, or throw any name out there you want, it's a pretty big difference. There's a lot more pressure on these kids who grow up in those bad neighborhoods, who are trying to make the money and get into the NBA and take care of their family. So That's a couple of points that I'll make to you on this issue. You got me on that? Copy? Hello? You got me? JPG, are you there? Well, obviously. We'll just wait for him to come back. Maybe he muted himself. Yeah, we lost him. So, but I think I've pretty much raised the point there is that I think there's just a lot more pressure. And as I'm saying this pressure thing, JPG, you're back with us.
I was always on the line. I think there was just something wrong with the switchboard.
Okay. All right. No problem. But, like, I think you know what I'm trying to say here about – the pressures with these basketball players and what comes with it, just getting drafted and getting in the NBA and taking care of their families. It's pretty,
sure.
It's pretty
sure.
Big difference. So I'm just I'm talking about it from a culture standpoint too, you know. So whereas I don't know what the culture is in Sweden, but I have to think that the culture there for Henrik Lundqvist was a lot. It was just a better culture.
Probably.
You know, not probably. But he's made the big sacrifice. You know, a lot of players, some players that get drafted in the NHL, they stay at home in Europe because they're guaranteed more money if they stay home, especially if they play in Russia. So there's no guarantees.
The KHL, Brian's favorite.
Yeah. And he was a seventh-round draft pick, Lundqvist. So what were the odds that he would actually wind up becoming one of, well, just making it. What were the odds that he would actually make it and become what he became? So these are just a couple of things that I'm throwing out at you.
Derek, I understand why you like the guy. I just think you should give other people a little bit more leeway than you do. You're very, very negative about players like A-Rod and stuff like that. And I think you can see that when it's applied to guys that you root for, it's kind of a nasty thing.
Do you think A-Rod's pampered?
A-Rod was
savaged
by the media. No, he was absolutely savaged by the media and people like you.
Did he deserve some of that, though?
No. Well, everyone deserves some criticism. Everyone does. Jeter deserves some criticism for refusing to move off of shortstop. He never got that.
Well, that was never going to happen. And we both
well, he should have gotten criticism for it. Everyone deserves some amount of criticism. Do you think
pretty,
he deserved to be savaged the way that he was savaged?
It's pretty tough to criticize a guy who had the reputation that he had already with the four championships. It's pretty tough. It's pretty tough.
Yeah, well, he coasted by on that reputation, and he deflected all of the criticism to someone else.
Coasted. I love how you say coasted. Like, he didn't work hard or whatever. It's I don't know. It's an interesting
All right,
word.
It's an exaggeration. But my question to you is, did A-Rod deserve to be savaged the way that he was? I think even you looking back
A-Rod
can say that was a little extreme.
That's just because of all the expectations, all the pressure. That's why. And then, the juice comes into play. And, well,
I mean, before all of this. I mean, when he was getting savaged over the playoffs. Did he deserve to get savaged like that? Did he really deserve that? Does anyone really deserve to get savaged the way that he did?
That's the media for you.
Well, you were part of it, though.
I was part of it. I'm not the media. I'm a fan.
You were cheering it on.
I was cheering it on.
You were cheering it on.
You know, I don't know whether I don't know how to respond to this. I mean,
were you cheering on the criticism?
I was agreeing with it because that's how I felt.
Right,
I can formulate an opinion, man. I mean, he deserved some of the criticism.
You see, but he did not deserve nearly as much as he received.
All right, that's true. That's
just
true.
Like Lundqvist deserves some of the criticism, but not nearly as much as he receives. You know this. this is you being this whole Lundqvist thing is you being an ass coming back to bite you.
You know what? He wanted to come here. He wanted the pressure. He wanted to win championships. And his first year, fittingly enough, turned into the biggest collapse in sports history. So, whether or not you think that's fair, or you think it's unfair, that's how the first year ended, all right? And A-Rod was a big part of that, unfortunately. So,
he was one of nine players on the field.
Unclutch. He was unclutch, all right?
Unclutch. You know what? You deserve all of this Lundqvist criticism. You really do. I hope that Wassel and Rob hound you till the end of days. you deserve every bit of it because you have double standards. Players that you never
I
liked A-Rod.
I have double standards.
You'd have double standards. You never liked the
he
guy.
Got, look,
he can do.
Look, that look. They
he
choked.
Can do no right.
Did they choke? Did they choke?
Did
no.
Lundqvist choke?
Come on. He never
did
choked.
Did Lundqvist
like that,
choke?
Okay?
Didn't he give up like,
Lundqvist is the first
like
goalie,
six
right?
goals? Didn't he give up like
Lundqvist
six goals in multiple games?
Lundqvist is the first goalie in the franchise history to lead this team back from 3-1 deficits twice in the second round. He did it against the Penguins where he shut them totally
the
down.
He caused the deficits.
So now he doesn't get credit. He doesn't get credit for allowing only like 3 or 4 goals against the Peds. Against the mighty Peds with Crosby, Malkin, and like their great offense like 2 years ago. Doesn't get any credit
Do you think that arsonists deserve credit if they put out the fires that they start?
How could you compare? How are you making this comparison? Do you know how much credit Brodeur got? Do you know how much credit Brodeur got for
the
Devils coming back from 3-1 deficit against the Flyers in 2000?
The guy gave up 6 goals. 6 goals in one game the guy gave up. He's the reason they needed to come back in the first place. And you think he deserves credit
for
that?
I cannot believe I'm listening to this, but okay. I'm not going to...
You're insane.
I'm taking this in stride. I mean, what if he doesn't win? If he doesn't win, does that mean he's not great? What does it mean for his career? Is he not a Hall of Famer because he doesn't win a Stanley Cup?
Well,
is that what it means?
You sure seem to be saying pretty nasty stuff back when you thought LeBron was never going to win.
But that never changed my view of him as being a Hall of Fame athlete and a great player. Because
Lundqvist is destined to be the Charles Barkley of hockey, the Dan Marino of hockey, the guy who never got it done.
It doesn't change my viewpoint on him.
He's the greatest of all time.
Who says he's the greatest of all time? I never said that.
I'm asking you, do you say that?
Did I say what?
Do you think he's the greatest of all time?
No. Why would I think
he's the greatest? I'm asking you.
The greatest of all time?
That or not. Yeah, who's the greatest?
That's subject to debate.
Okay, well, who's in the debate?
Look, I only saw 3 of them, okay? Brodeur, Patrick Roy, and Dominik Hasek. They're 3 of the best of all time, okay? You can rank them in whatever fashion you want to rank them, whether you want to base it on Stanley Cups, whether you want to base it on all Brodeur's records, whether you want to base it on Hasek's trophies, MVP trophies, playing for the Sabres, who sucked. I mean, who he carried, basically. I mean, it all depends. You know,
how are you measuring it?
Do you want to go with the ultimate winner? That would probably be Patrick Roy. I mean, Patrick Roy won 4 Stanley Cups to Brodeur's 3. And Patrick Roy beat Brodeur head-to-head in the twilight of his career. I mean, that's pretty damn impressive. He won Stanley Cups in 3 decades, 3 different decades. 80s, 90s, and 2001. Do you want to go with the all-time champion, Olympic champion, who helped Canada finally win a gold medal, 3 Stanley Cups, reach a Stanley Cup final, and outdo his Lundqvist in a six-game series, and 3 Stanley Cups in 5 appearances? Do you want a shutout record and wins? Then you could go for Brodeur, who played the most games too. It really is all. It all depends on how you look at it, right?
You tell me what the right way is.
There's no right way or wrong way to look at it. I'm just giving you the guys that I know.
Is Lundqvist in the conversation?
No. No, he's not.
Okay.
And that's fine. And any Ranger fan that tells you otherwise, well, they're drunk or high or whatever. I mean, and Lundqvist had a great career. He has. He's 34 years old. He has 339 victories. That's franchise record. So he's got the he's the franchise's best goalie. They've had great goalies before. Eddie Jacobin, Mike Richter, to name two. Most shutouts in the franchise history, 55. 339 wins, so he's on his way to 400, probably 500 wins before his career is done. Great goals against average, 226 for his career, 921 for his career. And his numbers this year are, well, actually he has more than those wins. That's right, because this is not basing this year. So if I was told this year's totals, he's got 30 wins again. So he's got over 30 wins again. He wins 30 every year. The only season he didn't win at least 30 games was the lockout season of 12-13, 24 wins, which is pretty good. I mean, he's definitely going to be – he'll be one of the goalies they talk about. Now, you know, where they put him, that's not really up to me. It's more up to the historians. Because, like, there's a lot of great goalies that played that didn't have all the equipment that these guys have, that didn't have the team defenses that these guys have now, that didn't have any shootout wins like these guys had. Even Brodeur benefited from that in the latter part of his career, including the year that he won a record 49 games. Which Holtby's trying to track down. I'm just talking about, you know, the Terry Sawchucks, the Tony Espositos, and Johnny Bowers. I'm talking about the goalies that came before. I'm talking about the all-time greats, some of the all-time greats, who started the whole thing, you know, back when it was just original six. And it moved to expansion. So you can't just look at just one error. You have to look at everything. So it's very subjective, John.
Yeah, I get that.
You know, I mean, you know, if I was to like go right and give you the all-time, Brodeur is number one in the wins. You know, he's number one in the shutouts. So you make the case for Brodeur. You can do that. You can definitely do that. And he played in three different decades too. So, Lundqvist is a newer goalie. So, even though he's got a lot of wins, he's been part of the shootout era. He's the first of the shootout era. That's one of the best. If you want to put a goalie that's comparable to him, and I think will be a Hall of Famer too, that would be Roberto Luongo with Florida. And he's leading them back to the playoffs this year. And he played before the shootout too. So, and he doesn't have a Vezina, but he's every bit as, I would say he's every bit as great as Lundqvist. Reached the Stanley Cup final with Vancouver. And they lost. So, won the President's Trophy under the same coach. And then they choked. Gee.
Man, you savaged that guy.
I didn't even do anything there. I did was just make a statement.
No. I mean, when it was happening, you savaged that guy.
Wow. I mean.
Not just now, but you know you did years ago.
Elaine Vigneault. AV? AV?
No. Luongo, you savaged him.
I did. Is
what I mean about being unfair.
I was wrong for doing it. See?
You were wrong for doing the A-Rod stuff, too.
Yes. But I was far from the only one that did it.
No, you weren't the only one, but I don't know.
There's a lot of people who've done it.
There are a lot of negative sports fans. I don't know why you want to be one of them.
I appreciate the history. It's not that I don't appreciate the history. I do appreciate the history. It's just, there's a lot of pros and cons, unfortunately, to flawed athletes like Alex Rodriguez. I don't think I'm saying anything that's not accurate there.
Who isn't flawed? Whether, who isn't flawed? Everyone's flawed.
True. This is true. I mean, they're all flawed. And by the way, good job out of Rob Davis not showing up again.
Well, you haven't quite lived up to your end of the bargain, which is...
What do you want me to admit here? What do you want me to admit? That Lundqvist hasn't won a Stanley Cup? That is not one of the all-time greatest? I already did that.
I would like...
What do you,
you
want from me?
What I would like from you is to admit that Josh Hamilton deserves more criticism than what he's gotten for being a drug addict, and that he should not get the free pass that he gets.
See, this has nothing to do with Henrik Lundqvist. What the hell's going on here?
Because I don't care about Henrik Lundqvist. I only say that stuff to get you riled up.
You're putting on me on trial right now.
Well, you put me on trial, so it's only fair that
You never even faced
trial.
You never even faced the trial. You fell asleep.
I had curfew. I had curfew.
You had curfew. This is ridiculous.
I had a curfew. I can't break curfew.
You can't break curfew.
Nope.
Oh my
curfew
god.
Curfew is the one thing that defines a happy, healthy life. Curfew.
I have a lot of clips that I've incorporated. I don't have a curfew clip.
A lot of clips about my trial?
No. A lot of clips on the switchboard, you nutcase. You freaking fruitcake. I mean,
Detective Holliday wanted to put me on trial. I'll put you on trial. I'll put the whole system on trial.
You will put everybody on trial, won't you?
First person I'm putting on trial, Derek Felix, for the sin of bandwagoning against his hometown Yankees.
Get out
and
of
becoming
here
a fan of the SF Giants.
Kindness to believe in things. Honor. Respect. Look at you. What do you believe in, huh? What do you believe in?
I believe whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you a stranger.
which applies to both of us, I think, right? Doesn't it?
We are both a little bit strange.
Yeah. When it comes to hometown teams, I guess so.
This is what I don't understand. The Yankees have won so much. Why did you need to bandwagon onto the Giants?
I never bandwagoned onto them. They're my father's team. I've told you this.
You did. You wanted to.
I told you this. I never. Where is this coming from? I mean, this.
You wanted congrats. You follow Giants people on Twitter.
I follow two Giants people. I follow one Giants fan, and I follow the San Francisco Giants Twitter feed.
Why? What does this have to do with you?
I just follow it. What do you mean? It's Twitter. What does it matter to you?
How many Yankee feeds do you follow?
I follow a lot more Yankee feeds than I do San Francisco Giants feeds.
Give me one example.
One example?
You were able to think of the two Giants feeds you followed really fast.
Well, I follow a lot more Yankee fans. I follow people who cover the team. So I follow people who host shows on the Yankees. So the Yankees are a lot more predominant than the Giants on my Twitter feed. So
well,
I don't know what else you want me to say. Yes.
All right.
It should
we'll
be.
Quit you.
All right.
We'll quit you on this charge.
What do you talk? What charge?
The charge of
being
an unrepentant bandwagoner.
I am not.
You do seem to have a little repentance. I agree. You seem to be a little sorry for it.
You are insane. Legitimately insane. Oh, Mr. Felix. And of course, Rob Davis is silent for one reason and one reason only.
Which is?
The Devils. The Devils have a shutout goalie with their backup goalie. And Rob Davis doesn't want the Devils to stay in the playoff race. Rob Davis. Rob Davis. That's why Rob Davis has not retired. He's afraid of this topic. Will become a big topic for him to discuss. How the Devils can keep alive their chase. How they could keep alive their journey under the general. Yes. And that means a lot. It means everything, doesn't it, Gene Oreo?
It does.
This chase. It does. It's succulent. Are you following the LeBron James game?
Kobe Bryant's the worst player in the NBA. Why would I follow him?
Not tonight, he isn't. Against LeBron James, who's defending him, he's pet for 14 and has as many points as LeBron James. Oops.
Oh, wonderful.
How does that make you feel?
I want to put him in an oven, I told you.
You want to put Kobe Bryant in an oven? This is
yes.
Normal talk, folks.
Oh,
JPT.
Well, wait. Wait. Weren't you saying you wanted to put someone in an oven just a few minutes ago?
I was. I don't remember
Let's
saying
check
that.
The record. Let's check the record, Mr. Felix.
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about. Where are you going with this?
Let's see. JPG is on. Oven.
You're not going to find anything about oven. You really are insane.
Cashman should be put in an oven. You wanted to put Brian Cashman in an oven.
Sarcastic. I mean, if the Yankees really did make that trade, though, that would have been one of the worst trades of all time.
You would have advocated putting him into an oven, like I just said.
Well, I might have advocated that for a certain basketball coach in the past.
Well, we all know about that.
Yes, a certain basketball coach.
Who shall remain nameless?
Yes. Yeah, who shall remain nameless?
Even though we all know who it is.
It's too bad Brian Safford is lurking and will not call it Brian Safford. I'm trying to rile him up, Mr. Safford. Oh, quick. I cry.
Are you even talking to him, or are you just sending him messages somewhere?
I sent him a message to see if I could get his attention.
I don't
this
think
is killing
him.
Me, man.
What
the
is?
Devils are now winning 2-0 against the Sharks. I mean, come on.
Why do you care?
Because my goalie's playing in the game. So I do care. He's losing.
Oh, well.
That's not good. Giving up 2 goals on 11 shots. That's, like, really not good. To a team that's not that good. But, hey, we lost 3 out of 4 to them, so what do I get? Maybe really. That's bad. So, are you watching the madness? Oh, that's right. You're following the election.
I am.
How was your election? Was it fun?
It was fun. It was stimulating.
What's stimulating about it?
It was intense.
Donald Trump?
Lots of intense things were discussed. Donald Trump.
You love Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is a real American hero.
Unlike Hulk
Mr.
Hogan
Felix,
and Terry Bollea.
Mr. Felix agrees with me, by the way.
He does. That's the scary part.
Maybe Mr. Felix and I need to sit down and discuss.
Maybe.
Maybe we need to attend a rally in New York.
I don't know if that's such a good idea. That might not work. Yeah. Might not. What's yours up to this weekend?
Not really sure yet. What about you?
Working and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
Working?
Working, yeah. The PSAL championship game is being played at the Garden, too.
Nice.
You know who's playing again?
Who?
The Lincoln Rail Splitters.
You want to go?
I would, but I really do need to work. So, I mean, if I could get off, I would. But they're playing. There's a championship game that'll be played on Saturday. Oh, fair.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be a good game. I think they're playing Thomas Jefferson. So it's actually a good game. A good game. So.
Well, hell.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, hell. That's right, man. That's right. So what else is going on in life? What do you have to say about yourself?
I don't know. I mean, pretty much the same old stuff. Working.
Oh.
Relaxing. Rooting for Kobe Bryant to go 2 of 12 from the field every night.
Oh, man.
What have you been doing? I haven't seen your big oose in ages.
My oose has just been lurking around. Lurking. Like a lurker.
When was the last time I saw your oose?
That's been a while. I can't remember. Oh, wait. Didn't we have, like, a get-together of the winter? Yes.
Oh, yeah. The thing at John's house for Christmas, right?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, now I remember.
Are he and your brother still not on good terms?
I'm not going to discuss it. So,
all right.
I just can't. You know, I can't discuss it. It's just best left alone.
Yeah, that's probably good policy, actually.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do?
Not much you can do, to be honest.
Yeah. Rob Davis said he was going to unretire. I got sucked into it.
Yeah, you shouldn't have fallen for that.
Rob Davis. Unretirement. So sad, isn't it?
It's quite sad.
It is. Not succulent enough, huh?
Well, hell.
Followed any of the spring training baseball stuff or no?
Nah, I don't start following until the season begins. It's a good time to be a Cubs fan, though. That's true.
If you were in a fantasy baseball league, you'd be following it. So,
Addie Russell is looking good so far, I hear.
Oh, yeah? Addie Russell?
Your favorite, Addie Russell. Yeah, I don't know what Addie Russell is
supposed
to mean. I like
Addie Russell.
You sure about that?
I do, yeah.
Why did you give him a
weird
name?
Because I like to do that. It's one of my things.
That is true. You do like giving weird nicknames. We're still trying to figure out where Jason Christopher came from.
Jason Christopher is a special name.
Yeah. You always say that, but you never say why.
Because it just is. Special. What more needs to be said than that? You know? Special. Just the way, you know. Are you excited for the Cubs season to start, sir?
Yeah, I am. When are you going to make your bold prediction for them not to be good?
Who said I was making a bold prediction for them to be bad?
You've been teasing it for a while now. I know it's coming.
I have.
Okay. Yeah.
Have no idea what you're talking about, but it's interesting.
Just make the prediction.
What prediction?
You know what prediction. It involves a team that plays in Flushing, and it involves the Cubs. Make the prediction. I'm ready.
There's no prediction right now.
Oh, the prediction's coming. You can make it. I don't mind.
Starlin Castro had a nice game yesterday.
Predictions?
I still haven't even looked at predicting the National League yet, so I have no idea why I would be making predictions on it yet. Why are you making any projections? Claims?
I'm predicting the Cubs to the World Series.
Of course you are.
See, this is what I mean. Just make your prediction. Get it over with.
I haven't yet. I'm leading towards a surprise.
Oh, good.
Do you like surprises?
Oh, you know I love surprises.
Yeah. Well, this one could be a real big surprise to you.
Oh, I'm sure it will be.
Oh, it will be.
You can't. You can't give in. You can't give in!
That's my attitude towards any challenge from the Turncoats against HammerClawQuest movement.
Yeah, we already know you're never going to give in.
I have some decisions to make on stuff. Are you going to give in?
I'm never going to give in.
Noah Syndergaard? What? All right, I'll make you a fearless prediction. If you could take it.
All right.
Noah Syndergaard will win 19 games and lead the NL in strikeouts and win the Cy Young.
Oh, man. Oh, it's a doozy. Noah Syndergaard won't finish in the top. He won't finish in the top five in the Cy Young.
Oh, that's your opinion. I gave you my fearless prediction. So,
all right, okay. I gave you my fearless prediction. Actually, I'll go a step further. No Mets pitcher will finish in the top three for the Cy Young.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of really great pitchers in the NL, so it's a good prediction on your part. Yeah. I'll give you another prediction if you like.
Go ahead. I'd love to hear it.
One that I've already harped on. The Arizona Diamondbacks will win the NL West.
Oh, it's not a good prediction.
It is. It's a perfect prediction. And Paul Goldschmidt will win the MVP. There. Two birds and one stone. There you go. You're quiet. Are you in shock?
I am. You're doubling down.
I just gave you two predictions.
All right, give me a third prediction.
A third prediction? Okay. Let's see here. A third prediction. Okay. Didn't the Royals add somebody to their pitching staff that you don't like? Oh, Ian Kennedy.
Did they?
That's right. They added Ian Kennedy to their pitching staff, right?
Yeah, Ian Kennedy's not good.
He'll win 14 games.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will.
All right. I'll take the under on that, too.
Fearless Baseball Productions.
Fearless?
What's about more predictions?
I want more.
You want more? Okay. Well, yeah, I've already told you that the Red Sox are going to win the AL East. I have told you that already. Okay. Mookie Betts will fit us in the top five for MVP.
No. Man, you just keep lobbing these meatballs up to the plate, and I just keep knocking them out of the park. Let's hear it.
I love it. You think these are meatballs. Okay. All right.
Yep. Next.
The Toronto Blue Jays team ERA. Yeah. We'll finish in the bottom part of the league.
Okay. I don't know about that one. I guess that could happen.
Yeah, it could happen. Let's see. Should I give you a Cubs prediction? Thinking
yep.
here. You want a Cubs prediction, don't you? I know you do. Let's see here. A Cubs prediction. I want to make a prediction on Kyle Schwarber. Okay. You want a projection on Kyle Schwarber this year?
Give it to me.
This is going to be a good projection. Okay. Kyle Schwarber. Based off of 450 at-bats, so almost 460 at-bats, double what he got last year, okay? You ready?
Okay.
31 home runs, 87 RBIs.
Okay.
190 strikeouts.
Okay.
And a 248 average. And he'll walk, I'll give him almost 100 walks. So he'll be like a walk strikeout guy with a lot of home runs. There you go. My Kyle Schwarber for you.
Boom.
What do you think?
Good. Yeah, that's a good projection.
It is. Think he's worth getting in the fantasy baseball?
I do.
You do.
He's going to have a good year.
He is. Okay. Catcher right now. Is it still Miguel Montero?
It is.
He's always been kind of underrated. He's been always underrated. Schwarber's not going to play catcher, right, at all for them?
He'll play a little bit.
I forgot to give you how many errors Kyle Schwarber is going to make.
Oh, that's essential.
let's see. I mean, he is an outfielder, right? I'll just say 8. I'll give him 8 errors. I mean, which is a lot for an outfielder, but, you know, that's kind of a safe bet, a safe projection for him. All right? We'll go with 8. A nice round number for you. There you go. A nice round number for your Wolves. Um, who is going to be a better challenger, right? A better challenger of the AL Central. Which team will rise up? The Minnesota Twins or the Cleveland Indians?
Cleveland Indians are going to win that division.
Outright? They're going to
outright,
beat out
yep.
the Kansas City. Yeah, they're going to beat out the Royals? Okay.
No doubt.
I just don't
the
think
Royals
they have enough balance.
Playoffs.
Of course they're going to miss the playoffs. In JPG's figment of imagination, they will miss the playoffs. Okay. All right.
Figment of my imagination.
I mean, it could happen. But the probability, it's still pretty tough. The likelihood is tough. That's all.
I think the likelihood's tough that a crappy team is going to make the World Series again.
I love it. Oh, man. All right. Moving on. Moving on to other things. Who will have more losses? The Atlanta Braves or the Miami Marlins? You could plead the fifth on this if you want.
Braves.
Okay. We agree. All right. One of the things that's really funny about spring training, like sometimes, like if you click on a young player's name to see if they have a link for Yahoo, it comes up with somebody completely different because like they just don't have any, they don't have a link for the guy. Like I clicked on Dansby Swanson. That's like the first overall pick that the Braves got for Shelby Miller, who they traded to the Diamondbacks in a great package. And you know what it came up as? Gary Templeton. Gary Templeton was the guy that was the outfielder that the Cardinals traded for Ozzie Smith.
Nice.
He actually was a good player, but that was a much better trade for the Cardinals. Much better trade for the Cardinals. So. Hey, did you know Jeff Francoeur is in spring training again this year? He's come home.
Oh, God.
He's home with the Braves. At the ripe old age of 32, he has come home to Atlanta, Georgia. He does deserve a roster spot, too. He had a good year last year. I know you agree. Last year, he actually had a productive year. So he came back last year and hit 13 home runs with the Phillies. Not bad. Jeff Francoeur has been in the majors for at least a roster every year since he came to the league. How does that make you feel? Pump you up?
It makes me not care.
Oh, man. You know, there used to be... There were some other, like, great names of guys who, like, they came up, they had a bunch of home runs, and then they just crashed. And they just wound up out of baseball. Why do you think that is? Why is
you
that?
You tell my youth.
But not Jeff Francoeur. Jeff Francoeur still alive and kicking. So what makes Jeff Francoeur special? Why is he still in majors?
I don't know. Maybe he has naked pictures of someone.
Remember Willie Molpena?
I do.
Willie Mol didn't last too long. But, you know, he came up and he put some decent numbers up. Put up some decent numbers. He had 26 home runs with the Reds. Eventually, they traded him to the Red Sox. He didn't make 100 home runs, though, for his career. That's kind of sad. I thought he could do that, at least, you know? I just linked him up in the chat room. Willie Mo. Willie Mo Pena. Well, wound up on the Washington Nats. Yeah. His last year in the majors was 2011, and that was after he was out of the majors for 2 years, probably in Japan. So. Does that excite you?
I'm excited.
Are you? You sound ecstatic.
I am. Why wouldn't I be? The only thing that
know.
Could make this better is if fake Peyton Manning called in.
It's never going to happen again. You do realize that. That was a once-in-a-lifetime shot. You know? Does Takumi follow baseball in Japan?
Oh, I don't think she knows much about it. Do you know anything about Japanese baseball? Do you know anything about Japanese baseball?
Little bit,
she knows.
A little bit, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Ask her if she's ever heard of Lasting Villains.
She's not going to know who that is. She's not going to know who
that is.
What'd
you say? What'd you say? That was funny.
What did you say before that?
She said something.
Oh, she said some Japanese baseball player got arrested for using cocaine.
Oh, really? That's great.
Yeah.
I'm very happy about that. It's exciting news.
Yeah, she's not interested anymore.
She's heard of Hideki Matsui, right?
Yeah, she knows who Matsui is.
Does she know Matsui lives in New York?
She knows Ichiro, too.
Joey DiMaggio.
That's not a real person.
No, but does she know Matsui lives in New York, though? Matsui lives here.
Oh, I don't know if she knows about that.
Would she like to
meet Matsui? Do you know that Matsui lives in New York?
Yeah.
He used to, right?
She said he used to.
Oh, so he moved?
I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think he still does, actually. I think he actually makes his residence here. So, just an interesting note for you, for your rules. JPG, a former World Series MVP.
Okay.
Hey, Matsui's former, Japanese team, the Yomiuri Giants, are caught in a Japanese gambling scandal.
Nice.
This is awesome. Yeah, apparently some of their players bet on baseball. They bet on games. I think I heard about this. So we got some Pete Roses in Japan. There you go.
Boom.
Pete All right,
Roses
man, I'm gonna
everywhere.
I'm going to call it a show.
All right. This is a good show.
Yeah, it was a sad show. But thank you for calling in, and we will do it again sometime, all right?
All right. You were finally put on trial, and I appreciate it.
And thanks to Rob Davis and Brian Sekhar for not calling in.
Yeah, who needs their resources?
Yep. Thank you to JPG and to Colby for participating more than retirement, Davis. All right. That's going to do it. We will see you all again, and I don't know, sometime this weekend. Maybe we'll discuss some of the March Madness. Tournament is coming very shortly. Some disappointed locals, Wagner College losing the Northeast Conference tournament, so they didn't make it. They lost to Fairleigh Dickinson. They played bad. They played really bad. Bricked a lot of shots. Monmouth has to wait to see if they're going to make it because they lost to Iona. Iona's experience paid off, so they're a local that made it. Hofstra, they choked. They lost in overtime to UNC Wilmington. So these are just some of the notes. And, of course, you got some big, Big East. You got Big East, ACC, 10. These are all conference tournaments going on right now, Pac-10, whatever other tournaments you follow. They're all going on. But that's going to do it for this edition of Hard Hits. Thank you to John Gianorio. And we will see you all. next time. Good night, everybody.
This is called The Blues.
We'll be right back. It's a nice, happy song, kind of like a walk in the park. Sun coming through your window in the morning, and it's a beautiful day, and you've got nothing better to do than commit Harry Carey, so... Oh, you're into that, all right. This is called Estranged.
You're talking to yourself. I'm nobody's home. You can't fool yourself. You can't end this world alone.
Nobody's Show.